from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Good morning, DFW. Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. Whew. The fan text was Liddy in that first segment.
They were Liddy.
Liddy.
No doubt about it. The messages exploded, and I'm sure we're going to be getting the Tolo phone on the Odyssey app. I'm sure we're going to get people all morning dropping their angry words for Jerry, or maybe their angry words for CD, because there was a lot of feedback I saw yesterday that said, bro, get your ass to camp. You're under contract. Get out there.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely, this is not all one-sided. This is not all like team CD or team Cowboys. There's not any of that.
There was a I don't want to spoil it. I'm gonna pull a funny clip from Dak yesterday talking about the idea of holdouts that I think you're gonna appreciate. But it's not all about football around here, Chop.
It's not. We have we are the home of the world champs as well.
The world Texas champions.
Rangers. The world champions. Yes, the Texas Rangers, who visited Peyton. Do you have the address yet?
Yes, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Look at that. Yesterday, a little Peyton bit of research, Russell baby. Did not know the address of the White House. I think he was the last man in the world not to know the address of the White House, but he didn't. So now he does. It's good. It's good. Now remember that. Put that in your memory bank. There's also a movie about that. I think it's a Wesley Snipes movie.
Who?
that's funny because it was the government that came after Wesley Snipes not long ago for just failing to pay taxes.
He
decided, I'm not going to pay taxes.
Yeah, I don't pay.
And they're like, all right, you can go to prison then.
Yeah, it's something a lot of people agree with. I'm not going to pay I'm not paying my taxes.
This whole country was, argue it was built on not wanting to pay taxes.
We fought over 2%, and we fought over 2% sales tax, or T-tax, whatever. So, all right, so the Rangers were at the White House, and Bobby went and pulled some audio. So they were not outside, okay? Sometimes you'll do it outside, but with Hurricane Debbie, or Tropical Storm Debbie, the entire eastern East Coast is just getting pummeled with rain right now.
They're drenched right now. It's which, by the way, I don't know about you. One of my least favorite feelings in the world, like getting unexpectedly drenched by water, like whether it's like you lean up against a countertop and there was water up there, or you step in a puddle. All-time awful feeling, so I don't blame them for wanting to be inside. But they were up there at the White House yesterday, the Rangers, getting honored before they take on the Yankees. And there was something I thought was really cool. The entrance was cool. Whoever it was at the White House that came up with this idea, I don't know what staffer, what assistant making less than Peyton Russell came up with this. But it was pretty cool that as they were walking in, the White House had coordinated for a live classical intro for the team to walk into. Pretty good, the classical Creed intro.
I do love the pomp and circumstance of government, White House, state, DC. I do love that.
Yeah.
I think it's great. And then they usually do it up pretty well at the White House.
Yeah. And so that was, I mean, that was cool right there. I did not see, did we get word yesterday on what the meal was when we had been talking about that?
We did not.
So we don't know if they got hit.
No meal. They starved there.
They did not starve.
You can starve. No. So the Rangers got up there. They had a great experience with Chris Young and Bruce Bochy getting up there to talk. Bochy giving Biden a Rangers 46 jersey and giving him cowboy boots and the like. And then President Biden stood up there.
Okay.
And, you know, we don't have to get political here. But he addressed the Texas Rangers baseball team and celebrated them a little bit. And he kicked things off with a, and we're going to play the, I don't remember what your number is, Peyton, but it's the Seager one. He kicked things off by giving an homage, so to speak, to one Corey Seager.
From football to basketball to hockey to soccer, many doubters wondered if baseball would ever join them. Well, to paraphrase Corey Seager, yeah. I guess we do know.
I didn't know what he was saying at first, because it was like,
no from,
and then I was like, oh,
hey, Peyton, stop it.
You chill out back there.
Stop it.
Not the day, Peyton.
Okay? Stop it.
It is the last day before Sean gets back.
In fact, take us off the fan cam. I don't want to see anybody see us laughing back here.
If Ryan was here, he'd be protecting us. He'd have the video up. But yeah, this was.
He was talking about
the city of Dallas, like winning titles. So, okay, basketball, football, hockey, yeah. Already got one.
Listen, now the Rangers. They were the last in town to get one. Although, if you wanted to say they're the second in town to get one this century, you could say it like that.
Yeah. You could say it that way, and you'd be correct.
You would be, I believe, quite accurate.
So this was, that's something which, by the way, I want to know, if you go back and play it, Peyton, that section where he says, to paraphrase Corey Seager, I want to know who went, yeah. Was that Sandler probably? I bet Sandler's just sitting in the front row, like, having a hard time being Hallelujah chorus.
Yeah, I bet you he is.
Who was it? Let me hear if I can hear through the voices.
Well, to paraphrase Corey Seager.
That's definitely Sandler.
Talk your ass, Biden.
That's definitely Sandler right there.
Sandler's and somebody's probably God. Like jab him in the leg with a pen, like no. Shut up. All right, now he did. President Biden did give a lot of credit in recognizing Adolis Garcia as well.
Garcia, another major league record, most RBIs in a single season. My job, I'm always looking for runs batted in, you know.
What does that mean?
I don't get the last part.
Postseason?
Yeah, he meant postseason.
No, but what is...
Or series, postseason series.
What does he mean he's looking for runs batted in?
Yeah, that one, I don't know. It's just...
In my job, I'm always looking for runs batted in.
He's trying to crack a joke. I support any...
I do, too.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I support don't know any attempt at humor. I don't believe there's no such thing as a bad joke. Somebody laughed.
We heard Sandler again.
Yeah, we did.
Play it again. There was another. Yeah.
Garcia, another major league record. Most RBIs in a single season.
Yeah, there it is. Sandler again. It's phenomenal.
Sandler, this is why Secret Service was following him around. They're like, we don't trust this guy not to keep his mouth shut. Now, Bruce Bochy did get singled out a little bit.
As he should.
Yeah, because how big an impact do you think? Let's look at the last couple titles for DFW, as he just mentioned there. Switzer with the Cowboys, Ken Hitchcock with the Stars, Rick Carlisle with the Mavericks, Bochy with the Rangers. There's no argument, right? Bochy is the most responsible or the biggest impact on them having the success they did, right? I mean, it'd be Carlisle probably would be the other.
That's interesting. Because, like, you know, the baseball manager does the least of any of them. Well, maybe hockey. But the baseball manager doesn't do a whole lot.
Yeah.
Like, they're managing personalities. You know, whereas Carlisle, I think, would do more in-game.
Yeah.
So, I would probably say Rick, I would think. Bochy did more to change the culture, though.
Which the culture, you could argue, is what carried.
Yes, you could. Yeah, it's hard for me to differentiate between the culture versus the actual, like, helping them in game.
Well, Bruce Bochy, the 4-time World Series champion, all his fingers filled up now.
Yeah, they are.
President Biden wanted to shout Bochy out.
Manager Bruce earned 4 World Series as a coach. Yeah. I told him.
Another one.
Told him he's going to need another finger. Or else you got to put the 5th ring on his thumb. I mean, I don't know how you do that, man.
You know? It's right. You got it because you saw Brady when he had the thumb thing when he's doing it. It looks odd. It looks very, very odd. Jordan when he did the pose with the ring on the thumb.
Yeah, it just
the ring
doesn't
on the thumb
look
looks
right.
Odd. Looks very, very strange.
Which would look more odd? Do you think having 6 fingers on one hand and then being able to just put rings on 5 of them?
6-finger man.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Inigo Montoya. Yeah, you fill up the 5, or would it just look weirder to have a ring on your thumb? I think the ring on your thumb might look weirder. It's not a bad point.
I think if you had 6 fingers on your hand, you know, you can, and you did the 5 rings on the 5 normal fingers, not the thumb. Because that thumb, I mean, you've got to keep that clear. You've got to keep that thumb clear. Otherwise, you know, we're no different than a tiger or primate.
Exactly. That's what makes us human right there. So you don't want to sully it with a ring. But yeah, again, very beginning. Hit it again. We got another ad lib.
Manager Bruce earned 4 World Series as a coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who is doing that?
That's Sandler.
Is that the same person
that's
every time?
Jared Sandler.
The same person. They're like the guy on the side during a hip hop battle.
Yeah.
Or like in the background of a hip hop song where it's just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Boy.
21.
They're the hype guys.
They're the hype guys. They are, man.
The towel waivers,
that's,
you know?
That's Sandler back there. That's awesome.
They're the member of the Enterage.
Enterage.
Just throwing out their ad-libs. Yeah, boy. Uh-huh. That's whoever was sitting there. I don't know who it was. There were a lot of different people there yesterday. I saw there were state senators from Texas. There were, I believe, some sponsors from the team who had gone out there. But a lot of different folks were out there. So it's going to be tough to narrow down. But I definitely think it was Jared. Because you saw when Seager said his I guess we'll never know.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the video, the alternate angle of Sandler getting up and going, yeah? And he's like, he's hyped. He's jacked up. So he's got a history of being the most excited person in the room. And I personally think that it was Sandler chirping up every time.
I love it, man. I think you're spot on there. I don't think it's anybody but Sandler.
Yeah.
A-B-S.
The only way we could have known it was him for sure is if he would have screamed out of here. And then we would have known.
Out of here! It could have been Raymond. It could have been Bassick. No, Bassick wasn't there.
Now, did you see he had the, I didn't pull the audio, but Biden had the line yesterday where he said, you know, you guys exercised your demons against Houston, something to that effect. Man, there were Astros fans blowing that up yesterday. And we're saying, look at this. Even when we're not at the White House, we're at the White House. Can't keep our names out of their mouth. They're obsessed
I've
with
seen
us.
You swing. I know you swing.
Oh, my it's God. Like, the whole fan base is just a toxic fan base. Toxic fan base.
Man, I don't know that there's ever been a fan base in sports history. Maybe the Warriors that became more entitled more quickly without a history of doing anything.
I don't know. I don't know anything about the Warriors fan base. I know they're radio hosts. The Warriors
baby.
Fan base. I have no frame of reference on. All right, good stuff, Bobby Belt. Rangers at the White House. A little bit of audio. The two best bronze medals in Olympic history have been won. It is episode 10 of the Pedal to the Medal, and it's next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.